True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Sadly, many people were speculating that this day could come one day, and you were labeled a nut job, a conspiracy theorist, as Stocker said earlier, and thankfully, the silver lining is he is alive and well. We'll continue taking your thoughts, 855-839-1210. Also, I want to get to a couple of other stories revolving around the media and Democrats, with what they posted on social media in light of Saturday night's disaster. And we'll do that coming up in just a few minutes. But first, let's get to the news. 9:03. Let's get to a Dawn Stenzel and Big 3 at 9.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
And sponsored by Best Work Industries for the Blind, as we look forward to the kickoff of the RNC convention. Our own Rich Scioli is there representing all of us here at Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. The theme is supposed to be Make America Wealthy Again, and we'll see what the focus is after, of course, the over the weekend, Trump's assassination attempt. Which brings me to the story of the hero dad who we've talked about, Fire Chief Corey Comparatore. That GoFundMe that Trump's team had created has raised nearly $3.7 million.
Wow.
Dana White, $50,000, UFC, $50,000, Vivek Ramaswamy, $30,000. But that GoFundMe continues to explode. It's not just for the slain fire chief. His daughter Allison writing this just heart-wrenching post on Facebook talking about her dad and how he just jumped to shield, especially, you know, his daughters, but his wife, his entire family,
okay,
and died a hero. It just, like, rips your heart out.
Yes, it does.
We also have the names of the others injured because, of course, we've heard about Corey and hearing his story, and Governor Josh Shapiro, among many others, even Joe Biden, referring to him, the Pennsylvania victims amid the assassination attempt. But we had others as well who survived here in Pennsylvania as Pennsylvania natives, I should say. And we also saw that Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who's now obviously a representative in Texas in Congress, he had put out there that his nephew suffered minor injuries, had a graze wound to his neck. So we're not even talking about those who had so-called, you know, other injuries. But here in Pennsylvania, we know that that GoFundMe that was set up organized by Meredith O'Rourke, all of it goes to the victims who are in the hospital this morning. So not just the family of the slain former fire chief Corey Comparatore, but as well two other Pennsylvania residents who suffered and were initially, we were told they were in critical condition. So as of this morning, they're critical but stable. And so it looks like they'll be able to save their lives. We also have former First Lady Melania Trump. She released a statement talking about watching that violent bullet strike her husband, Donald, realize, quote, my life and Barron's life were on the brink of devastating change. And she talks about, let us remember when the time comes to look beyond the left and the right, beyond the red and the blue. We all come from families with the passion to fight for a better life together while we are here. In this earthly realm, she says, quote, dawn is here again. Let us reunite now.
Dawn Beautiful. Is here again.
You are
wow.
here, Dawn.
Look at
she
you.
Loves
Some
me.
Would say Dawn never left.
Dawn is here again.
I'm very Trump-like in the fact that I'm saying, Dawn, yes, she loves me. What can I say? But it was really, seriously, it was a beautiful, eloquent statement as, you know, she's grateful, you know, expressing her gratitude that her husband and the father of her son,
yeah,
their only son, is alive.
I think she meant to say Greg is here again.
Thank you very much.
Greg, I love you too, darling.
Because when Dawn takes 2 weeks off, it's usually because she goes to Italy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, our Italy crew, we were all, like, going back and forth over the weekend just talking about this whole thing. We are under another heat advisory, by the way. That's a crazy situation. And number three, I have to go to this because we're on verdict watch. We could get a verdict any moment. Let us not forget, this may have been one of the lead stories locally, if you will. Senator Bob Menendez, they could put him away.
Ah.
Will he be freed, exonerated, acquitted, or will so-called Gold Bar Bob, former powerful, you know, New Jersey senator, will he be exonerated or will they send him to federal prison?
You know, after he threw his wife under the bus, I hope Nadine is the one who reads the verdict. Lady's
oh
got
my goodness.
Stage 3 breast cancer, yeah, or whatever it was, stage 4.
Just had surgery.
My God.
You know? My God.
Sometimes you get what you deserve, sir.
It's so true. We are sponsored by Best Work Industries for the Blind, Changing Lives, a nonprofit organization located right in South Jersey, Cherry Hill. Best Work Industries for the Blind, providing training as well as employment for people who are either blind or visually impaired. For all the employment opportunities, or if you want to donate, go to bestworkindustries.org. Our big three here on this incredible news day, historic news day, really, as Kale and Company News Live and our big three just brings you the very latest minute by minute here on Kale and Company.
Thank you very much, Dawn. We'll get back to your calls in just a second. So if you're on hold, hang tight. A couple of spots if you want to jump in, 855-839-1210. So Forbes deletes an article, I teased this earlier, asking a bizarre question about Trump. So Forbes deleted an opinion article on Sunday asking whether former President Donald Trump surviving an assassination attempt will help him, quote, appeal to black voters. This was written by Forbes contributor Sean Harper, who serves as a tenured professor, and he was described by Forbes, hold on to your steering wheels for this one, as a DEI expert. It's just another made-up title. I'm a DEI expert.
Yes.
He wrote the article, which bore the headline, quote, "Will surviving gunfire be Donald Trump's next appeal to black voters?"
Oh, God.
The piece appeared to suggest that black Americans are more likely to be involved in shootings and therefore would sympathize with the presumptive GOP nominee following his assassination attempt. After the article was posted and deleted, a flood of negative reaction to the post appeared on social media. It's just like, these are the kind of things, after a man almost lost his life, that, you know, the geniuses at Forbes are cranking out in the content department, only to not stand by what they write and then subsequently delete it. And speaking of things that are posted and written and then deleted and people get fired, let me get to this guy. Democrat Benny Thompson. I remember I cited him in the big take because he was one of the guys back in April that was saying if you are a convicted felon, you should be stripped of your Secret Service protection. So one of his aides gets fired over the weekend over a Donald Trump shooting post. So the headline from the Washington Times, Rep. Benny Thompson fires congressional staffer over a now deleted Facebook post appearing to support a shooter's assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Benny Thompson says, quote, "I was made aware of a post made by a staff member and she is no longer in my employment," said Mr. Thompson, Democrat from Mississippi. The post captured by Super Talk Mississippi News, I would imagine a station similar to ours in Mississippi, on the page of Jacqueline Marsaw, a case manager and field director for Mr. Thompson. And it read the following, and I quote, "I don't condone violence, but please get you some shooting lessons so you don't miss next time. Oops, that wasn't me talking," end quote. And then she also goes on to post on her social media page, quote, "Couldn't happened to a nicer fellow, but was it staged? That's what your hate speech got you." Benny Thompson ultimately firing this deranged lunatic that worked on his campaign and staff for, once again, talk about poor taste and maybe not saying what you think on social media sometimes, and it might actually lead to you not being fired. You deranged nutbag. And then on top of it, the trifecta. This is apparently from the Pacific Northwest. Jason Rance is a conservative talk show host on 770 AM KTTH. I think you see him from time to time on Fox News. He's got weird eyebrows. He's in the J.D. Vance company. Strange-looking cat. I don't know. In Seattle, it rains a lot. You don't go outside much, I guess. But the mayor of Aberdeen, Douglas Orr, liberal mayor, according to Jason Rance on MyNorthwest.com, is standing by his claim that the assassination attempt against Donald Trump could have been staged. So here's liberal conspiracy theory guy. He said he thinks Trump may have cut himself, and he is asking for independent doctors to review the injury.
I saw that.
Yeah. Quote, ears bleed a lot. I hope they check to make sure it wasn't just a self-inflicted scratch. The shooter is dead, so we will never know if it was staged.
Think about the absurd nature of this. So Trump would have to, in order to stage this, Trump would have to assume that this 20-something-year-old was such a, not bad shot, good shot, that he would just graze his ear.
Just a little. Like Mike Tyson biting Evander Holyfield.
Like, think logically about how this whole thing plays out. Yeah. Like, what are you...
Let's take it to the... You talk about staged and scripted. So it's like pro wrestling. So when Trump fell behind the podium, he was like Ric Flair. He got a razor blade and he just... wrestlers cut their forehead after getting hit with the chair.
Yeah,
so Trump just nicked himself with a razor blade and popped back up. Orchestrated, folks.
I just can't... That's why the worst place you can be, and I know people are going to argue with me on YouTube. I get it. Some of the best information we got was from Twitter. Okay. But all I'm saying is the worst place you can be on after a horrible event like this is social media. Because nobody knows what the F they're talking about. And people just start spouting things.
Well, I was in a no-win situation. It was either be on social media when it happened or where I was in Kutztown, Pennsylvania with my mother-in-law. So I was damned if I did and damned if I didn't. So I had no easy exit strategy. God. 855-839-1210. Let's get some calls. Jeff is in Bucks County. He is up next. Jeff, you go right ahead.
Yes, a couple things.
Yep.
I would seriously like to hear the policeman or sheriff who confronted the shooter, because he's the real hero, I think, because... It probably made the shooter rush his shot. I think I'd like to hear his story come out eventually, because it just amazes me how somebody could get that close. My second point is I have a song for them to play before Trump takes the stage at the RNC. It's called I'm Still Standing by Elton John.
I'm Still Standing by Elton John.
That's a good one.
Yes, I think it's a perfect song.
Okay, maybe we can play that a little bit later when we come back from a break.
Elton John.
Great, thank you.
By the way, Elton John will not allow that song to be played for Trump. So
will that get us flagged on YouTube?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But he did allow, because he was at Rush Limbaugh's wedding.
Yes, but when everybody else was abandoning Joe Biden, Elton John was sticking with him. So I'm just saying that he's not going to allow that to be played.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
Bill is in Montgomery County. He's up next. Bill, you go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to say, getting back to George Stephanopoulos and Martha Raddatz, mm-hmm. they are not blameless with that mm-hmm. back and forth they had yesterday. If they have countenanced their friends comparing Trump to Hitler or a fascist, they were making an assassination attempt almost inevitable. And I use the example, if you or I could go back to Germany in the 1930s and assassinate Hitler or support somebody assassinating Hitler, would we do it? Sure. So when you conflate Trump being an American Hitler, you're going to invite assassination. George and Martha, come along and say that they've never, countenanced that. They've never entertained that notion among any of their colleagues, which I don't think so. I think they're playing into that narrative.
Yeah, I would love to take, and I know there's still a few people alive, Holocaust survivors, and ask them directly, hey, when you hear the mainstream media call Donald Trump Hitler, How does that make you feel? Just a guess on my part, I would think that that enrages them as a survivor of the Holocaust. I'm also getting tweets, speaking of the media, people tweeting that the little tag team on MSNBC, the husband and wife show.
Morning Joe.
Yeah, Morning Joe.
They're off the air this morning.
Yeah,
because allegedly, the MSNBC bosses are like, because they have a panel of 97 people,
yeah,
they're worried that one of them is going to say something incendiary.
Okay, see, I was looking at it from the different perspective. Maybe people were thinking that I was going to say that and you would say what I'm about to say. I'm wondering, is it just a scheduled vacation because it's the middle of July? Were they supposed to be off today, right?
I would agree with you, Nick. I would agree with you. However, that show goes on whether they're there or not.
That's
like,
right.
there's other people that host. It's like this show. Like this show goes on whether the three of us are here or not. So, no, this is them physically taking them off the air. Like, are you, if your
hosts can't handle that type of day responsibly, they shouldn't be in that position.
100%.
Right?
100%. This is absurd to me that MSNBC decided that they were not going to put on their morning show because they were afraid they were going to say something incendiary. Like, are you kidding?
What do you think? Even money, if they were on the air, that they would mention Hitler again today? I could totally see it happening. And look, if they're not on this morning, what does that mean about tonight? Isn't this the one night of the week that Mad Cow works? Joy Reid's going to be on at 7 o'clock, is she not?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry, Donna.
I mean, they're the Hitler parade.
I just wonder if, because they make a lot of money,
yeah,
they have this panel. Is this an opportunity? I just have to wonder: is this an opportunity for their show to be canceled? Because they make a ton of money. I don't think their ratings are that great.
Oh,
and so go back to this is a corporation,
yeah,
and they're looking at these two. Take away the politics from it, but these two don't deliver the ratings. And so in my humble opinion, they make a ton of money. And so is this an opportunity to say, you guys are too progressive, far left, and boom. I mean, to cancel that out is...
MSNBC saying we've gone too far left?
No, it's money in the game of rock, paper, scissors. Money and profits always always supersizes everything.
But
right?
even if they are highly paid, which obviously they are, all those people on those shows are making seven figures with ease. And even if their ratings are low, if their advertising revenue is so high, I mean, there's people in talk radio around the country that don't have massive ratings, but they bring in a ton of money, and it's not necessarily about rating. I can't imagine that. Now, if you want to sit here, and even though they don't do it, but at least they try to say they are, CNN's trying to slide back to the middle. MSNBC, like I've always said, they do left-wing more successfully than CNN does. I can't imagine them dumping that show. But I mean, Don, you're the TV person, so you would know far better than me.
The fact that they've basically canceled Mika and Joe. That's what they've just done, and they're putting on the breaking news coverage of everything. So they're going to more of a hard news format to say, let's just cover. There's so much news, and I know Willie Geist over the weekend was part of that breaking news situation. He did a good job. I simply think there's more to this. I think these two are considered high-paid divas who don't deliver in the ratings, and they can put on others and save a ton of money.
Wow.
That's just my take.
Very interesting. I like it.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Apparently, the New York Post has the first exclusive interview with Donald Trump. And I've got a couple of excerpts here before we get to part two of the cut sheet. Trump says that he was hit so hard by Secret Service, who rushed to protect him, that his shoes fell off. I mentioned that earlier this morning. You can hear him on the hot mic saying, wait, let me get my shoes. I guess he got tackled by an NFL linebacker, so that would explain that. The former president said he wanted to keep speaking, but obviously had to leave. The Post also confirms that a small chunk of Trump's ear is gone, which was protected by a white bandage during their interview. Trump also showed the Post a large bruise on his forearm that he got from hitting the ground. He says, quote, they took him out with one shot right between the eyes. They did a fantastic job. And how about this? Trump saying that he will be attending the funeral of Corey Comparatore, who lost his life at the rally. So that's a very, very nice gesture. So just wanted to pass that along. I guess the New York Post with a very detailed interview and got first dibs on 45. All right, 9:34. Let's get to a Monday edition of what Greg Stocker has lined up for What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2 is sponsored by, yes, Budget Blinds. Summer's a great time to brighten up the window treatments in your home. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blind shade, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. Budgetblinds.com. Thank you, Budget Blinds, for sponsoring the ever-important Monday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2. By the way, a listener just texted in who might or might not be a sales manager here, who's in Dublin, Ireland, and is listening to Kale & Company right now. Ooh. Live in Dublin, Ireland.
How about that?
So the time difference, I'm sure we're probably like an afternoon show there.
I do PM lovely. Drive in Dublin.
Rob Kalusian enjoying himself in Dublin, Ireland. This just happened, so I don't have the video because I literally just pulled it. So, Alejandro Mayorkas was on with George Stephanopoulos this morning on Good Morning America. So you're hearing this first right here because God knows you are not watching that show. So Stephanopoulos asked him about the allegations that they had rebuffed requests from President Trump's security details to increase protective resources.
Okay.
I'm sure you guys heard that floating around yesterday. This is what he said, according to that, from Alejandro Mayorkas.
You also received a letter from the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee that suggests your department may have, quote, rebuffed multiple requests from President Trump's security detail to increase protective resources. How do you respond to that?
That is an unequivocally false assertion. Very close watch on a very dynamic threat environment. The president, the former president, are commonly, consistently under threat. We take every single threat seriously. We make security adjustments as are warranted. We had enhanced security for the former president beginning at least in June. We have not received any requests for additional security measures that were rebuffed. That assertion is unequivocally false.
Unequivocally false from the mouth of the same lying weasel skunk who said the border is secure. Yeah, I don't take his words. I can't even take them seriously. I just, that guy, I'm telling you, you guys know, of all the people in this, that guy just, I don't know what it is about him. It's his look, his sound, everything about him. A man who let 11 million people in. Oh, no, Trump's taken care of. Trust us.
For those of you just tuning in, first of all, where have you been? We started 6 a.m.
It's been a while since I played.
They are looking into, there's an investigation happening. So, you know, dozens of people, they'll put their best guys on it. Dozens of people will be fired. Yeah, nobody's going to get fired. Dawn, however, thinks that somebody will.
Kim Cheadle, I believe.
Nobody will be fired.
Who was less than 2 years, well, about 2 years ago, was assigned the head job at the Secret Service. She was also on the detail of Biden when he was the Veep. I think we will see her resign this week. That's my
bold prediction.
Yeah, very bold. Let me just throw this out. I've seen this on Twitter, so I immediately want to.
So it's got to be.
I Googled it. Apparently, this is a real headline. It looks like there's a bunch of sources popping up that would, I think, verify it. The Denver Post, I guess, has a Sunday edition. It's called the Sunday Denver Post. And they've got the picture of Trump with the bloody face and the fist up. And the headline is four words. And they're being roasted for this, again, with just the way the media portrays thing. And the headline is, right on the front page of the Denver Post, "Gunman dies in attack."
What?
I did see that.
So that is real.
I don't know if it's real or not.
Okay.
I don't know if it's real or not, but please I did see that.
I mean, the New York Times.
Please tell me that's a meme.
I'm looking at all sorts of sources here that have it. I mean, again, just because multiple people have it doesn't make it it's true. But, I mean, gunman dies in attack. I mean, but then again, I cited you the New York Times today in the big take compared to the New York Post, where the Post is using the word assassination attempt because that's what it was. All right. There's no other way to characterize it. You have to have Dawn, you're the journalist. Don't you have to, whether it's a newspaper, a tweet, a video montage, doesn't the word assassination attempt have to be, or words I should say, doesn't that have to be in your headline? Is there no, there's no other way to do it, right?
I would think. So to me, they're just they're doing backflips to try to avoid Trump and assassination attempt in any headline.
It's almost like they refuse to acknowledge he's the victim here.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Maybe that's not true, but from what I gather, but I can't really find the Denver Post website, so it could be a total screenshot, Photoshop, whatever you call them. Gotta hate people.
I mean, a United States senator tweeted it, like tweeted the headline. So
okay.
That doesn't make it true or not.
But, right.
More from Mayorkas on the investigation into what happened on Saturday.
We're going to be joined now by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. I believe there he is. Okay, Mr. Secretary, thank you for joining us this morning. We just heard a little bit about the investigation. I think a lot of people are having questions about how a gunman could get up to the roof with a clear line of sight on the president. You oversee the Secret Service. What went wrong? What's being done about it?
George, let me at the very outset echo President Biden's important words of yesterday evening. We are so very grateful that former President Trump is okay. Our hearts are with the Comprator family that lost a father and a husband, and we are praying for those injured for a full and speedy recovery. George, a direct line of sight like that to the former president should not occur. That is precisely why President Biden directed that an independent review of the incident occur. That will be done in close coordination with the FBI, which is conducting a separate criminal investigation, the importance of which cannot be overstated. We have to learn everything about the assailant, who, of course, the Secret Service so bravely and heroically neutralized. And we are going to really study the event independently and make recommendations to the Secret Service and to me so that we can assure the safety and security of our protectees, which is one of our most vital missions in the Secret Service, the Department of Homeland Security, and across the government.
We are going to head into the film room today, boys, and break down the tape and see where we went wrong and correct the errors of our past.
Oh, God.
You know, we talked about this earlier, and we've seen this, you know, locally. I mean, we've had that story here in North Philadelphia, the owner of the gas station convenience store where his customers didn't feel safe and he had to hire out of his own pocket and pay security guards to, you know, arm the parking lot so you can fill up and then go in and get a cup of coffee without being shot. If you're Donald Trump, beyond the Secret Service protection that's provided to you, and I know Trump has said all the right things publicly about, you know, how heroic the person was that jumped in front of him and then the sniper that put one between the eyes of the shooter. If you're Trump behind closed doors, are you adding more of your own hand-selected personal security? Because he certainly can afford it. He's got all the resources. I mean, I would, right?
He should.
I would. I mean, I don't want to end up like Kennedy. I would. I don't know that he will. I mean, he's, you know, he's a fighter, a fist pump, the whole bit, even though CNN doesn't like the fact that he said fight, fight,
no,
fight. You know,
did not like that.
God forbid you say fight, fight, fight after you get your ear blown off. CNN.
All right. That's what I got.
All right. That'll do it.
But wait, let me just say this. Where are we as far as the, because I know you're going to go into a spot here with the families behind the badge.
Thank you for the reminder.
Where are we? It's almost like I'm doing this on
purpose.
For purpose. Yeah. Where are we as far as donations go? Because $20,000, in a week, I'm injured. I have a sprained ankle, Dawn Stensley.
Yeah. My trainer,
I have a sprained ankle.
But you are saving your family. Yeah. Off a pontoon boat or something, right?
Greg dove on top of his wife and kids to protect them from rogue clams.
Yes. Yes.
After he ate them all.
I injured myself. I rolled my ankle off of a curb. like any normal 44-year-old does.
Yep.
And I don't know if I my doctor is advising me not to ride the bike ride.
Okay. Well, we are over 16,000.
Wow. Oh,
but I've lost official track because once we hit our 15K goal, any new donations that we get, the emails that I get, the counter starts at $0.
Oh.
So it's been building back up.
$16,199.
Okay.
So we need
3,800?
We need, about $3,800 left. Thank you for that math. Nick Kale.
38, 39, somewhere in that ballpark. Yeah.
All right.
In 5 days.
We need to raise that in 5 days in
about
order for me to not ride. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I'm injured. What am I going to do?
I did 10 miles last Wednesday. Yeah. First day. Everything goes good. Dave Madden's like, boy, you look like you just got, you've been cycling for the last year. I'm like, yeah, it's all good. And then we were supposed to ride again yesterday, 8 a.m., because Dave Madden had to be up in the Poconos for the Pocono 400 race that he was going to go to.
Yeah.
And he sends me a text about his meniscus, his knee. I don't even know if he's going to be able to ride.
Oh, no.
So we'll see.
Well,
I think he should just take a cortisone shot and suck it up. But that's his knee, not mine.
Go to gregstockersucks.com. It's an easy website. You can just... GregStockerSucks.com. Please, $3,800 to get to our $20,000 goal.
Yes.
All that we're asking, $20,000 by Friday.
Yep. You sure you want that goal? You sure you want to ride that bike?
I told you I...
I know you did.
Everybody's calling this fake news. Would you like to see the bruises on my ankle that look like...
Is this a cheap fake? Are these doctor's photos?
Look at my supportive sock. Look at my supportive sock, Dawn.
Dawn, can you confirm or
deny?
I want
to see the bruises.
Look at my supportive sock.
I see the bruises.
See my supportive sock?
They're black and blue.
It's fake.
I am injured, damn it.
It's fake news.
It's hurt.
I don't believe anything anymore.
$3,800 right now. GregStockerSucks.com.
I will not believe it until Benny Johnson verifies it on Twitter.
All right, we have to get a break.
All right, we'll find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show. Also, today in music history, but of course, Families Behind the Badge. Hopefully you will join us again in supporting the Bend to the Shore Bike Tour. It's coming up this Sunday. Hard to believe it's almost here. Sunday, July 21st. You can ride 65 miles from Philly to AC, or if you wanted to the 30-mile path, you can do that as well. That's from Hamilton. Family-friendly celebration at the Showboat Hotel after the ride. Register and ride with me and Team 1210, bendtoshore.org. When you sign up with the code NICK1210, they'll knock off $25 off of your registration fee. That's Ben, the number 2, shore.org, promo code NICK1210. Families Behind the Badge Children Foundation provides financial relief for the families of fallen and injured first responders and supports the Police Youth Alliance, which fosters a positive relationship between police and youth.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
There's so much breaking, so much developing. We'll have it all. We'll hear from law enforcement. We'll hear from the Butler County Sheriff speaking out about the latest. You want to hear that. Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith giving her take with some new details on the investigation into the security failure overall after Trump's assassination attempt. RNC Rich Scioli calls in live updating us. He's one of the kickoff biggity big speakers for the Pennsylvania delegation just this morning. And then Commonwealth Foundation, Jennifer Stefano, she weighs in on all of this and gives some real insider views. But we have a lot of new details minute by minute.
All right. Looking forward to that. And now we find out what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. History. Kale and Company.
Today, July 15th. We celebrate the birthdays of Joe Satriani, who's now 68, Mark Aramone, who's now 72, Linda Ronstadt, who's now 78, and Jason Bonham, who's now 58. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Johnny Thunders of the New York Dolls. Singles accrued All Down the Line by the Stones in 72, and The Writing on the Wall by Iron Maiden from 3 years ago. Albums accrued Roger the Engineer by the Yardbirds in 66. Also in 2018, GNR's video of November Rain became the very first to pass 1 billion views on YouTube. In 89, Pink Floyd played a free concert in Venice to 200,000 people. The pictures of that are amazing. And in 78, Some Girls by the Stones was atop the album chart. But lastly, on this day in 89, Aerosmith was forced to cancel their upcoming U.S. tour after Joey Kramer was injured in a freak accident. The drummer's car set on fire and was completely destroyed as he was filling it up with gas. He was admitted to the hospital with second-degree burns. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Hunquist.
Thank you very much, Philip. Now we find out from Greg Stocker who won Twitter today.
Who won Twitter?
The Bachelor Chris wins Twitter. He says, "You people in the dangers of vacation. Something smells fishy. I want Greg to get an MRI on air. There needs to be an investigation. And you, Don, don't think no one caught that pontoon boat reference." There you go.
We're calling this Anklegate now.
Anklegate.
That is correct. All right, that'll do it for us. Have a great rest of your Monday. Dawn is up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6, reacting to Trump's unity speech. Until then.
Good night, everybody.
You know, summer is here. No time like the present to get back out on the roads. My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles are always going to help you find that luxury vehicle. You know you want it. You've been eyeing it on the roadways. Now go get it with a little help from my friends at Piazza. They have thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles from some of the most beautiful, powerful, sleek vehicles on the roadways right now. Brands like Mercedes-Benz, Land Rover, Jaguar, Maserati, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, and more. Just visit them, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. Stop by one of their many Pennsylvania, Delaware, or New Jersey dealers, PIAZZA, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale & Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.